This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have back with us today Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, it's always good to talk with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to see you again, Dick, and glad to have you back in Washington. Keep up your good work.
Senator Thurmond, in past years, we've discussed on numerous programs the connection between communism and the civil rights movement. Do you believe that things that are happening are making this connection more clear to more people?
I think so. I'm convinced that the people are beginning to learn more about it now. Mr. Hoover has made some statements that have been very helpful. All the information has appeared, and it's clear now that the position I took back several years ago when the Commerce Committee was hearing the civil rights bill was correct. I brought out information then that the communists were connected with the civil rights movements, that they had infiltrated these movements, that they had exploited these movements, and in some cases they had directed these movements, and they were active in the civil rights movements. I think the people now are beginning to see it more than ever.
And the director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, has pointed out repeatedly in his books and articles and in testimony before congressional committees that the communist infiltration and exploitation of the civil rights movement is not out of any genuine concern for the Negroes or other minority groups, but rather it's an attempt to cause discord in America.
Exactly. If the communists can create dissension among our people, if they can array one class against another, array employees against employers, and if they can divide our people because of so-called racial troubles, that is exactly what they wish to do. Of course, they have three primary projects right now. One is to twist the minds of the campus youngsters. Now, these demonstrations on these college campuses don't just flare up. There's a button pressed. It might be at the University of California, it might be at some other place. But there's a central movement directing all of the communist work in America. Then, to the civil rights movements that are going on in this country, other than on college campuses, too. They're infiltrating those movements, and they're exploiting those.
Senator, I might say to the point where in years past, the leaders of these various civil rights movements would be quite angry, and they would deny quite vehemently that there was any communist infiltration in these various organizations. Now the attitude that they're taking seems to be, in a nutshell, so what if there is?
Well, that seems to be the attitude of some of them now. They're getting bolder than I ever thought they would. Several years ago, they vehemently denied there was any communist influence in the civil rights movements. Now they seem to brush it aside. It's been brought out so clearly that they can hardly deny now because the public is informed of the truth, and so that's the way they attempt to escape it now. And of course, there's another primary project now of the communists, too, and that is to silence the voices of the anti-communists. If you recall, Dick, a few years ago, back in fall of 1961 and in 1962, I spearheaded an investigation here called Muzzling the Military.
Yes.
I took the position that the military people had been muzzled from speaking about communism and the dangers of communism, the insidious nature in which it operates, and the programs of the communists. And I went into it fully, and we investigated 1,500 speeches, and we excerpted remarks from those speeches showing clearly that these people have been muzzled. In other words, the Defense Department, and in some cases the Pentagon, at the direction of the Defense Department, had deleted from these officers' speeches things they wanted to say to warn the American people against communism. Well, why shouldn't we warn our people against communism? The greatest enemy today of the free world, the greatest enemy of the United States, is communism. Now, we hear some people in the State Department and some other places talking about we're against communist aggression. What I want to hear them say is that we are against communism. Well, anybody's against aggression, whether it's French aggression, British aggression, or communist aggression. But all of these people are against communism. The enemy of the world today, the free world, is communism. And the goal of the communists is to take over and dominate the world, is to enslave the world, is to take your family and mine and all of the people in the free world behind the Iron Curtain. And our people might as well recognize that because this is their goal.
Do you believe that some of this policy of official silencing on the menace of communism in general is responsible for the lack of information most of the American people today seem to have about, for example, most people couldn't really tell you why we are in Vietnam, why we're doing what we are doing?
I think that's true. A few years ago, up until January 1961, the military officers of this country and the military people can make speeches about communism and warn the people and warn the troops about communism. I haven't heard a military man make a strong speech against communism now in about 4 years. And it disturbs me terribly because our military people understand communism probably better than anybody else except the FBI. And I'm very anxious to see them released again and allowed to speak about the dangers of this enemy. Communism is the enemy of America. And why shouldn't our people know about it? And why shouldn't the military people who are experts on this subject be allowed to tell the American people about communism?
We've been seeing a new phenomenon springing up lately across the country on various college campuses called teach-ins, where a group of people, all of whom seemingly oppose the present administration policy in the Dominican Republic and in Vietnam, have a sort of a roundtable session denouncing our intervention in these areas. Along with this, we have a group of professional students who, as you say, somebody pushes the button and a riot springs up. What's the meaning of this?
Well, I think this is at the direction, at the instigation of the communists. These teach-ins that you're having now, there are a lot of innocent people probably involved in this thing. They're led to believe that the best thing to do is not to go in Vietnam. They say, well, you'll bring on a nuclear war and guff the whole world in a war. That was the same story that the communists put out, and incidentally our State Department too, during the Korean War, that if General MacArthur was allowed to go beyond the Yalu River and whip the communists and win over there, which we should have done, that we would engulf the whole world in a war. Why, it wouldn't have done any such thing. It would have ended this trouble that we're having. In fact, this wouldn't have started. If we had won in Korea, then we wouldn't have had the trouble with the Red Chinese that we've had in Tibet, the aggression they committed there, the aggression they committed in Laos, the aggression they're now committing in Vietnam. And it's going to continue. Because if we don't win in Vietnam, I predict we're going to lose Laos entirely, we're going to lose Thailand, we're going to lose Cambodia, we're going to lose Burma, and we'll probably lose India, and we will probably lose Malaysia, because Sukarno is ready to attack that at any time, and the Philippines will probably be attacked. I predict that the communists will try to take East Guinea. They've already taken West Guinea from the Dutch with our approval. Now they'd like to take East Guinea from Australia. And then if they do that, they will attack the mainland of Australia and New Zealand. And before you know it, they'll be right up to the beaches of Hawaii, which is part of the United States. We've got to win this war in Vietnam. And these people who say don't intervene there or have a stalemate there or bring about negotiations and end it quickly, they just simply don't understand how the communists work. They don't understand the communist goal. They don't understand what the communists are trying to do there. It's important, very important, that we win this war in Vietnam, that we have victory there. And if we stop the communists there with a clean-cut victory, then I think we can avoid a general war. If we don't stop them there with a clean-cut victory, then I predict we're going to have more trouble with them, and such trouble could lead us into a general war. We might as well recognize it that these pacifist demonstrations, peace, everybody wants peace. I fought in a war. I know what war means. I don't want to fight in another war if I can avoid it. But sometimes we've got to fight a smaller war to stop a bigger war. And it's important that our people understand that the goal of the communists is to take the world. And these communists, the communist leaders, are misled people serving the communist cause, are participating in these pacifist demonstrations. They're participating in campus demonstrations. They're participating in teach-ins and all of these things, and they're merely serving the communist cause. Those are the people, the same people, a lot of them, who are opposing our policies in Vietnam and the Dominican Republic. And if we had not gone into Vietnam when we did, if we had not gone into the Dominican Republic when we did, both countries now would be in the hands of the communists, and they would be preparing then to move to some other country, getting nearer and nearer to the United States. And Dick, we must remember that the United States is the only country that can stop the communists. If they take the United States, they have got the rest of the world.
And actually, isn't it a fact, Senator, that it can be sometimes much more useful to the communist cause to have some committed individual who is not a member of the Communist Party who is not an open communist sympathizer working for a goal which communism has adopted, rather than have an open party member doing some of these things?
Why, of course. Why, some of their most dangerous agents, some of their most dangerous people are not card-carrying communists. Why, they'd be foolish to carry a communist card. They could be identified quickly by that. Some of the most dangerous people we have in this country today are so-called intellectuals who are serving the communist cause. And there are many others who are very violent people who are serving the communist cause. And these people are enemies of the United States because they want to change our form of government. Now, some people say, well, the Communist Party should be allowed to go on the ballot and participate as any other party. It's not a political party. If it were a political party like the Democrats or Republicans or state rights Democrats or some other party, that would be a different thing. But the Communist Party is serving communism. The aim of communism is to dominate and enslave the world. The aim of the Communist Party is to see the government of the United States taken over by the communists. That's the aim of the Communist Party. And I'm amazed that our people have not become more interested in this and taking strong steps to bring about public opinion to curb the Supreme Court, which is handing down so many decisions that are jeopardizing the future welfare of this country and the freedom of the people of this country.
Senator Thurman, I'm going to have to cut in now. I know we have a great deal more material which I'd like to discuss on next week's program. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time, and we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.